I'll start it because I'm in charge of it.
Okay. It's a nice AMSR.
ASMR.
AMSR. AMSR.
Stop you it, though, because it's been on the cat. It's been on the cat. Why don't you brush it on yourself? Would you brush yourself with it? Would you brush your hair with it?
No, you know what I actually bought recently?
What?
No, I can't tell you. I can't believe I started so quickly.
What did you buy? A vagina comb.
Is it that?
Is it a vagina, is that your vagina comb?
This is my vagina comb. A pubic comb.
It's quite big. Well, quite big, that one. How thick are your vagina? How thick are your really pubic hairs, course, if that's what you need to course?
Mm, very tangled as well, so you need something gentle.
What's the thickest hair you've ever seen?
Yours. Elliot. Yours is very thick.
I've seen thicker than mine. Yours is quite thick as well.
I've got pretty good hair.
Yours is thicker there. Yours is quite thick as well. Yours is quite thick.
I am a very hairy woman.
Welcome to the Thick Hair Podcast.
Oh yeah, we haven't even said hello. If you are listening, then you didn't. You can watch it on YouTube and you can see me stroke Sunil's beard with a cat.
Actually, in the shape of a cat.
Yeah, it's in the shape of a cat. Yeah. She loves it. Ow! No, because my hair's up.
Sorry,
sorry.
Yeah,
that
hurt.
Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying?
I'm in charge today.
We've let Sunil decorate the table.
I've decorated the table, so we've got cat nail clippers, fair trade pure apple juice, lip balm, and flowers. And Lindor. This is product placement, isn't it?
Yeah.
These are interesting because you think they'll be thick biscuit with chocolate, but it's actually a wafer.
A Cadbury roundy.
It's good to be back, though.
You've really grown in confidence since you've got your own.
Yeah, what happened to you?
You've got a radio show.
I got my radio show.
A radio show as well as your other podcast.
Tune in every Saturday, 1 till 4 on another network.
Everybody, why are you all facing the camera? This is so, the way this is set up, neither of you are looking at me. You're just looking at yourselves in the camera.
I can't see myself in the camera.
The person in the middle demands where people look. That's why.
I set the tone.
It's a new dynamic.
The direction
you set a weird tone where you're just like presenting out, like we're doing a talk show or something. We're just having a conversation.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I don't know what you do in your radio show, but...
Well, the thing is you have to have an open conversation. So the difference between radio and podcast is that on radio you have to open it up to the listeners. So you have to be because people, when they tune into when they listen to a podcast, they're invested for the time period of the podcast. Whereas a radio, people drop in and out, they jump in and be like, what's going on now? And you've got to be sharper, snappier.
So you don't get people like committing or
caring
about it.
You can't do long conversations. You've got to have short.
So people don't really care to what you do. That's what you're saying. They're not really. Yeah.
It is essentially. Like,
are they still on?
They do care. They care in a different way.
They just want something to distract them from the voices in their head.
That's everything. That's everything. Everything's a distraction from the voices.
I can't do anything without having the podcast on.
Before people spoke to each other with words and language, before language, they used to think the voice in their head was God because they didn't have words.
How arrogant.
What? No, not the voice in their head. The thoughts and the emotions in their head. That, you know, when you think, when your brain comes up with stuff, it's always in your language. You understand it.
Well, theirs would be in a different
language. Imagine if you didn't speak any language and those thoughts would still come up. They thought that was God talking
to
them.
Wait, hang on. If it's not in the language, how do they know what it is? Like
because before we had language, how did we communicate?
Sign language.
But how do we talk to ourselves without language?
Sign language.
No, in our own heads.
You see a sign language.
No.
So is it all?
Yes, you see it in your head.
You don't see us. We didn't do sign language anyway. But there's a point when humans didn't have the spoken word.
Yeah, but then they drew those pictures on the walls, and so they see the pictures on the walls.
They were getting the stuff out of their heads onto the walls because they couldn't speak about it.
So before they put things on the walls, what was happening in their head?
But all those thoughts that you have
are
like
this
words.
This is hurting my head so much.
Yeah, like when you think now, and it's kind of in words.
Yeah.
Were they thinking with like pictures and feelings and stuff?
Yeah,
like
so they thought those thoughts were put there by a higher power, but it's just their subconscious
mind.
How
would they have a concept of God?
Because that's what they didn't, they had to, because it was like, what is this? It's something I don't understand, so it's spiritual, it's God, it's something beyond and bigger than me.
Do you know the voice in my head is my mum? but the other day, she called me and I was talking to her on my headphones. And then I got home and then my brother took the phone to go and speak to her. And then I was just eating my lunch with my headphones on. And my brother was talking to her in the room. And then suddenly he disconnected it. So she just came through to my headphones
while I was eating my lunch. It
was really, she was just in my head. It was mad.
Were they talking about you? Was it mid-conversation?
I didn't hear anything about me. It was just like suddenly my mum was in my head. It was really weird. And I was like, what the fuck? It was mad.
Should we introduce ourselves?
If people don't know who we are by now, oh, it could be New Year resolution to
because
listen
Elliot
to podcast.
Doesn't. Only Elliot doesn't normally come onto the podcast.
I've never done a video one before.
Yeah, this is Elliot, video. Our producer.
People don't know what you look like, maybe. No. Or no. Maybe we should have kept you mysterious. Cover Elliot. Yeah, that's a good.
Be
good
like Home
idea.
Improvement.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, or like Top Gear.
The you're Stig. Like the you're the Stig.
Or like Home Improvement, I guess. I don't want to be like Top Gear.
So you haven't seen Home Improvement, have you?
Is that the sitcom that we saw with Tim Allen?
No.
Yes. Oh.
No, Last Man Standing is the other one we saw, which is the more right-leaning one.
The one where he has the gun shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I watched, yeah. That was
okay,
really
well,
fun.
So this is Elliot. Say hello, Elliot.
Hello.
How have you been?
I've been very well, thank you.
Do you enjoy producing this podcast?
I do. It's very fun and fulfilling.
Oh, that's nice.
That's really...
I never thought you would have said fulfilling. Mm.
Fulfilling?
What does it fulfill, though?
It's fulfilling.
It fills your time
Wait.
Full.
Wait. On a Sunday. I think you just panicked and you said something.
This is not an interview.
Time.
This isn't... You don't
it
have to...
It just takes up a lot of his time. Okay, yeah, edit yeah, it. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It takes us some time, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And how is it fulfilling?
Elliot. How is
he's
it fulfilling?
Eating a biscuit.
Don't run grab for the biscuits out of nerves. No.
Why are you putting Elliot on the spot?
Yeah, what's
because
what
I want
it?
An answer.
It's
you're making you panic.
I know.
spiritually and emotionally honest and important. Wow.
Please do rate and subscribe. Go to iTunes, leave a review. Based on the words
and
you just heard.
Add the word spiritually. Oh, my
add
God.
Add the word spiritually.
What was that?
Shit, I dropped the headphones. It's fine.
You're really making Elliot uncomfortable. Since you took over, it does feel a bit like a... Elliot's really hot.
It's a regime, isn't it?
It's
about
like a
time.
Regime. Yeah, it's like you've taken over and I feel very like I'm being held hostage here.
I think it's about time this podcast was shaken up a bit.
All right, do it. Fine. Do this podcast. Why is Neil crying? Like, yeah. What's do this?
Sure.
This is your podcast.
This okay. is the spin-off that you
We're
always
We're
going to
talk about men's rights.
Fuck.
You just said something, and then you laughed so much at your.
It's just I just find the idea of it so funny.
Go
the
on
idea
then.
Of
what
like
you have to say about men's rights.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so. Would you? It's just
no, come on,
silly.
No,
to
go on. It's your podcast.
Come on, Lawrence Fox.
If we start Lawrence Fox, if we start taking it seriously, it would be very funny. Imagine that kind of about turn.
Yeah, we've taken a real turn. The new.
Imagine if you became like an alt-right figurehead.
Yes.
Oh, like have you seen who's that? Who's just become like. Viral, but for a bad reason. The
lots
she's,
of people,
I don't know if she's
it?
A YouTuber, if she's actually like an InfoWars person. It's like a young woman who goes up to like pride rallies and
oh,
like
yeah,
to
yeah,
people
yeah,
going
yeah.
talking about trans bathrooms and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
it's just someone, just like, someone trying to get numbers, isn't it?
She's just appeared over the last like week in my.
Oh, no.
It's absolutely pathetic. It is not her, but the whole idea of giving her a platform. Be like, oh, this is it. It's like, come on. She's yeah, clearly anyone. Doing it to try and earn money yeah. and get yeah. subscribers. It's like, fucking let them get on with it without giving them the attention.
Yeah.
So you're like that anyway.
Yeah.
It's nice to all be together because we haven't been together since our Christmas
2019.
Party. 2019 is the first time and we had our work Christmas party.
Yeah, that was nice because...
It's Pizza Express.
It was very loud.
It was
a very loud
was
person
very loud.
There, wasn't there?
What, me?
No, you're not loud.
What, in the Pizza Express?
Do you remember that person with a really loud voice?
No, how weird that you remember that. That's yeah, your memory of it. No one else has that memory.
I wore a fleece.
Don't remember that either.
And then we went to see Jordan Brooks' show.
Yeah,
it was
really
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
I remember I felt like you weren't that happy during the Christmas dinner.
I felt like I was coming across as unhappy during the Christmas dinner, but I wasn't.
We were on the same page.
Let's go. Yeah, what's this about then? Let's delve.
What I didn't like is that the restaurant was so busy. Yeah. I didn't like that. I was stressed about timing.
Why?
To finish
we were right next door to the
I could tell you were stressed about timing.
We were right
do you know
door?
Like how long I've been alive and I still cannot, I just don't know how long a dinner takes. I still don't know. How
we
long
had
does it.
As well, didn't
we
we
had pudding and you had a coffee, someone have a coffee, and I just yep. didn't yep. know how long that would take. I was just. How do I not know? How long
sad
does a dinner
that you
take?
You can't enjoy your life because you're spending the whole time worrying about the next thing.
I'd enjoy yeah. my
how
life more if I
present.
Knew exactly how long dinner would take.
So you need a little timer in your head to tell you, like.
Yeah, but even like when I'm at home, I'm like, I might have a fish finger sandwich. I'm like, that will take 25 minutes, won't it? And it takes
just
an hour.
Little,
it takes an
just
hour.
A little flash of your life.
Oh,
but it
so
takes an hour because you've got to preheat the oven.
It's
very high temperatures, 210 degrees.
How do you think people thought that in the past when they wanted a fish finger sandwich and they didn't have thoughts and words? What do you
yeah. I don't know. Yeah, they wouldn't even...
imagine if you before you had words. Imagine thinking of a fish finger sandwich.
Like, before you had the idea of words.
You would be, there wasn't fish fingers.
You'd be having hallucinations. You wouldn't, it wouldn't be, it'd be insane to see that.
Mad. How imagine far
that. That's crazy.
Anyway, that was a bleak look inside your head. I knew you were unsettled and I read a book on codependency and so you being unsettled affected me and made me feel bad.
That's what
so you ruined it's, my dinner as well as your dinner.
It's fully, it's like there's the mental illness as well, which is the folie à deux, which we, not that we were which doing is, that, but that's a thing where like if somebody is in going through a psychotic episode, someone very close to them, if they're close enough, sometimes can just catch it. Not like
that's what happens with me and Bobby. We just pass it back and forth.
Well, I think that's what happens. People are very in tune to each other's moods and stuff, and it often you get grumpy if someone gets grumpy.
That sounds nice.
What, gang?
If you're in tune with each other and you pass your like crap along to each other, that sounds like quite
unhealthy. Well, it sounds very romantic.
Doesn't it just double the crap rather than lessen the load?
Yeah, is it not passing it on? Does it not make you feel better when the other person's...
No, but then the other person's got it and then oh, fuck, now I've... And then they pass it back. The idea is to get rid of your own things and not rely on somebody else to do it for you.
And that's what you have children for. Like,
pass it on to the children, then they pass it down to your grandchildren. So, exactly.
So are you saying you're codependent on Sunil, or is it like...
You mean in any situation?
Well, I get affected. If I can tell that somebody else is unhappy, then I feel unhappy. Because I guess I'm just empathetic.
Yeah, but if
like
I can see that somebody's unhappy, I feel guilty for being happy.
Really? You're codependent as well.
No, it's not codependent. It's just like it's...
I read a book. I can do the quiz on you.
It's rude to be like, isn't life great when somebody's going through terrible things?
Yeah, that's true.
That's not codependency.
I mean, you
that's
being
just...
a bit grumpy in Pizza Express wasn't exactly.
I wasn't grumpy.
Thing.
I wasn't grumpy.
I thought you felt. I thought you seemed fine. Other than the timing.
I know. I know that she noticed that it was a timing thing, and it annoys me that she noticed that because I'm a strong, independent man, and I don't need
men's rights. Yeah, we got there eventually.
Well, it's nice to be back. What have you been up to, everyone? Elliot, how was your Christmas?
Yeah,
Elliot.
Yeah, it was very pleasant. Thank you very much. Just kind of nothing to report. It's just
in Derby?
Yeah.
Lovely.
What did you do for New Year's?
For New Year's, I just went to a house party. I haven't been to a house party in ages.
Classic. Classic house party.
Yeah.
Do a keg? Do a keg?
That's American high school. That's not English.
No, we had
shots.
Have
you been to a party, Sunil?
No. No one's invited me to a party.
You went to a party last night I couldn't get into.
So yes, I went to a party last night that Harry and Bobby couldn't get into.
I was turned away at the door.
What's this party like?
Bobby didn't have ID.
Why did Bobby need ID?
Well, this place to get in, you had to show ID and they scan it. I wonder what they're doing with all
those
IDs.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, selling it.
Yeah, I had a great time.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Kept my coat on all night.
Could leave at any moment.
Always bought two drinks at the bar so I could put one can in my pocket. Great night.
Were you drinking?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drink only in...
Were you drinking?
I've decided to only drink in January.
Fucking hell.
You're so contrary.
Thank you.
And it's so contrary that it's like everyone else.
No, it's because it's my birthday month. And also...
What are we doing for your birthday?
When is it?
I'm busy.
When is
it's my birthday
oh
month.
My God, I
please, can I just finish my
birthday?
Thought?
When is it? When
I'd
is
like
it,
to finish
when
my thought.
Your date? What's
yesterday.
No,
and it's no, because...
it was yesterday, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
When was it?
It's on... I'll tell you in a second, but it's not yet.
Oh, my God. I got so panicked. I haven't made any plans.
What was I saying about the cans?
Sorry, you just slipped in about your birthday, Sunil. See, you think you don't want a big fuss about your birthday, and who has mentioned their birthday in this episode so far?
Yeah.
You.
Because it's my birthday month, so I will drink on my birthday. And also, January is the best time to drink because nobody else is.
What?
Everyone's going on dry
doesn't
January.
Mean, doesn't that mean you're like ruining everyone else's night?
Yeah.
No, because the pubs are empty, so you can just
get on your own.
You just fucking get on it. My hair slipped back.
Sunil,
are you
all
right?
I've blanked on when your birthday is. Sunil,
I was looking into my phone.
Sunil, please tell me when your birthday is.
23rd of January.
Oh, fuck, Wednesday. Okay.
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday, fuck.
What?
Can I come find you late?
I'm not doing anything.
I know, but I'll come celebrate with you. Whatever you're doing, I'll just come along.
Don't spend it alone, please.
Yeah, please don't spend it alone.
I'm not going to spend it alone. I'll be doing something like I did last year.
What did you do last year?
I went to see Rory Scovel last year. Bill Murray.
Oh, I was meant to come, wasn't I?
You did. But you couldn't get a ticket, so you saw me before and then went home. You came, you and Bobby came to meet me.
Yeah, I came
Callum
to see
and Scott.
You, but then I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Wow, you told what me a good friend that is.
She came along, had a drink, told me my barber smelled, and then went home.
It did smell.
I haven't worn it since.
Oh, the coat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like... what I said. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm all right.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's... So, January is the best time to drink. So, any... What do you mean? Why?
So dumb. It's
why
so
is that dumb? That's smart.
It's because it's the opposite of what everyone else has. You're just doing it to be one of the many thinker. That's what you
one of the reasons why I don't like drinking that much is when you go out, it's just an intense, hectic process of, like, trying to navigate a bar, get to the, you know, get served, and, like, it's just a hassle. So not drinking, it means you don't have to deal with all of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you also can't connect to people.
What, without being drunk? That's
no,
you.
But that's why
I think you'll find that's you.
I haven't drunk in 5 days.
Wow. So. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, but that's because you couldn't get into the party last night.
I know.
You would have loved to be hammered last night. You can only have 2 drinks in a night anyway.
Me?
Yeah, if you have any more, you're
3,
a mess.
Actually. Yeah. I'm not good. I think I maybe have an allergy to alcohol.
You going to drink tonight?
Yep. No, I'm not. You will, though, probably. Because
I'll get fucking on it.
At the theatre.
Yeah, we're going to a show.
Showtime.
We're going to a show.
Yes, we're going to my first musical tonight.
What? You never seen a musical?
Well, I saw Blues Brothers with my dad, but we left halfway through.
Why?
Didn't like it.
Just you.
So you have been to a musical, but you've never seen a full musical.
Like, he was like, do you want to stay? And I was like, nah, it's all right, let's just knock it on the head.
How was your Christmas and New Year's?
Can you take over hosting for this podcast? Because I'm struggling.
You're the host.
Okay.
You just keep leading into a black hole, so I'm having to step in to try and like...
Well, you've got the list of topics to talk about there.
No, you're saying whatever you want. You're just going willy-nilly wherever you want to go. Like,
tweet us if you prefer this format of the podcast.
No, don't.
Compared
if
to the
anybody
previous.
Does that, I'm going to be very cross.
Yeah, if you want to make Harriet very cross, do tweet
please,
in.
Please don't.
You
please
would like
don't.
To see her cross.
I'm
it's
already
very
grumpy.
Funny.
It's the start of the new year.
Please watch the YouTube
we
video
meant to
see.
We talk about the fact that we're going to a musical yet. We're meant to talk about that in the next episode. So you fuck that.
Well, we'll edit it out.
Don't make Elliot do more work.
No,
he's
I'll
already
do it. It's
overfulfilled.
Fine.
Right, should we make a note of the time that you
no,
fucked it up?
No, we're going to keep it in. We're going to keep it in just because it's your episode. And
this is not my episode.
If
oh, fine,
bad,
it's my episode.
We don't want people tweeting me saying how great the episode was when they don't know the truth.
I'd like to discuss how your trip to Sri Lanka was.
That's literally... Okay, it was really nice, thank you.
Is that it?
No, it was... Well,
did you take any photos?
Yeah, I took loads of photos.
Did you take any videos?
Yeah.
Did you YouTube it? Did you vlog it?
No.
Then did it even happen?
Yeah.
It did
like
happen.
What?
I saw lots of animals. I was very afraid, but for different reasons in every place.
Okay.
When we were in a city, I was worried about terrorism.
Yes.
And then we went up the mountain and I was very afraid of snakes.
Yes.
And then we went to a nature reserve and I was very worried about crocodiles.
Nature, yeah.
And then we went to the coast and then I couldn't sleep because of tsunamis.
Okay.
So it was real.
So it was nice. Then.
Yeah, it was lovely.
A jungle island is
was,
a nightmare, isn't it?
It was kind of intense, but it was really great. We saw elephants, which was absolutely amazing. I took Bobby there for his birthday.
Seen one, yeah.
You've seen one?
Yeah.
Where?
India.
What was it doing?
Wandering about.
Yeah, sometimes they're just wandering about. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we went to a nature reserve where they live in the wild and we saw a family and a baby. But then while we were driving, one went past on the back of a car.
What, an elephant
just,
on a car?
It was just
what,
like,
a little one?
Well, not like a car, but like a trailer. Like, it was just like on the road. Just
like a circus elephant?
Yeah, just like, ooh, like just past us.
That's
it was
sad.
Mad. It was quite sad. So we saw that. We saw turtles. We went to a turtle conservation place. But then this man said this mad thing and he said, they said, oh, it doesn't have an arm. It lost its arm.
Yeah.
But then they were telling all the people and they were like, we can get an arm for it. We just need 50 grand and then we'll get it. Bionic arm and then we can release it into the sea. But then I was like, I mean, Sri Lanka doesn't have that much money. It does feel slightly bad
to spend
50 grand on an arm, like a robot arm for it when it was swimming fine.
Just gaffer tape something onto
it.
It's just a flipper, isn't it?
It feel like a little bit like a scam. Like they were like, you give us the 50 grand.
We'll give it
an arm.
We'll
give it an arm.
Sure, there's enough idiots that will pay that.
I think,
that we'll give them enough money. Like,
yeah.
Did you give some money to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I didn't. But yeah, we had one place we went, there was a toilet outside. That was for Bobby's birthday because I thought he'd like it.
What do you mean there's a toilet outside?
our toilet was outside. So I booked that place for Bobby's birthday because I thought that's the kind of thing he'd like for his
birthday.
An
outside toilet?
Yeah.
Like in Victorian times?
Like, yeah. And
why
it was,
would he like that?
I don't know. And he didn't, because he had to spend the whole time coming outside with me every time I needed the toilet and just watching me while I went to the toilet.
Why?
Because he'd like that.
Because of snakes and spiders.
Right.
Yeah.
What a birthday treat for Bobby.
It was not a very good treat. Because you just spent a lot of time sitting in the bathroom while I was in the bathroom on the toilet.
Well, yes. Anything else?
We had a very cute New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah. What did you do?
We went to a place called the Royal Classic Resort in Candy. And they'd only been open a month, and they were the cutest people. And they organised a big New Year's party.
Yeah.
And at New Year's, like, it's not really a big thing in Sri Lanka because they've got a different calendar. And so they organised a big party. But they put so much, time and thought into it. But, it was, they organised games. So we did musical chairs.
You and what? The other guests?
Yeah. They're like, so first of all, they were like, we had to play this game where you throw a ball.
Yeah.
And so I was throwing this ball, and I made friends with another couple, which I've never really done before. Like, it felt very grown up. But then Bobby came over, and I was getting on with everyone really well, just playing this ball game. And Bobby came over, and then I had to throw it to Bobby, and then Bobby threw it at my head, and then it hit me on the head. It was really humiliating. And then I was out of the game. And so Bobby ruined that. And then we played musical chairs.
Yeah.
But I was behind this fucking 8-year-old sneak.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it was unfair because all the children had played musical chairs a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're playing it on the circuit.
They're doing it regularly.
Yeah. I haven't played musical chairs.
You haven't done it for a long time, have you?
Had the chance.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she, this little sneak, right.
What's her name? Name her. Name and shame. Name and shame.
I don't know her name.
Cancel her.
I didn't ask her name.
Okay.
And she, every time. So, you know, you move past the chair, you're on a chair, you stand up, the music plays, you move on, go around the chairs.
We're familiar, yeah.
Does everyone know how musical chairs... Have you ever played musical chairs?
Yes, I've played musical chairs.
So then as she... But every time she'd get to a chair, she'd dance around the chair, she'd put her hand on the chair.
Oh, she'd showboat.
Okay, last moment, and then she'd take her hand off and she'd put it on the next chair. And so I was awkwardly stuck behind her with the person coming up behind me, and then... You're just not meant to do that. You're not meant to have physical contact with the chair. Or
Right.
Yeah, and anyway, what this old man got her out and she burst into tears.
Good.
Absolutely.
Was she the only child playing?
No, there were quite a few children.
were they respecting the rules of the game?
Yes, this other girl, she was fantastic. Okay. She was a really good dancer, and she didn't actually win. A girl came in, hadn't even seen that coming.
I think, yeah.
I think maybe 9-year-old, she ended up taking it home. And then we played Pass the Parcel.
And what happened with the 8-year-old girl? Was she involved in that as well?
Yeah, we all played. So it was did she play 50-50 or maybe more children than adults.
What a new year.
Yeah. And then it got to New Year's and...
They were allowed to stay up till midnight?
Oh, yeah. Oh. They were up later than us, I think. Yeah. And they played a lot of Michael Jackson because I'm not sure if the news has reached Sri Lanka.
And we didn't want to ruin their fun.
We didn't want to ruin it, so we didn't mention it because having a nice time. And then they released all these fireworks and they were so cute. And then they started chanting the name of the hotel. They were going, Royal Classic, right? And they were jumping up and down and they were so happy and it was the cutest thing. And then they were like, you have to put photos of our pre-opening party on your Facebook.
Oh, it was a new hotel.
Wow. Big deal. Yeah, so it was. And so they were like, you are the guests that were here for the pre-opening party. So you're very important. So it was the best New Year's ever.
You're basically being asked to promote a hotel for New Year.
Yeah.
And what's it called to the camera?
The Royal Classic Resort.
You're not even being paid for this. Why are you doing this?
Oh, sorry. No, why am I apologising? Because I love them. How lovely is that?
Yeah, that's
Isn't
nice.
Isn't that lovely?
I think
And every time I wanted to eat food, they had to walk me around the whole buffet and tell me what
nuts
they
wanted. Oh,
didn't.
No.
So it was quite exhausting for them. Yeah.
Okay.
They were very, very understanding.
I think that 8-year-old girl's going to go far.
No. She burst into tears at the end. She was like... Couldn't handle this old man. And then the old man felt really bad and he was like, no, let her have it. And it was like, no, don't let her have it. Like, she's a fucking cheat.
Where were her parents?
They were watching and Bobby kept going, Harriet, be quiet. Like, stop slagging off.
Oh, you were doing it loudly. You were slagging off
and
a child.
Like, she's fucking cheat. Like, she's cheating. It's not fair the way that she's behaving. And he was like, Harriet, please. Like, they hate you.
Yeah. Well, really hard hitting topics today.
Yeah, but it was great. But I just be careful. That's all I'm saying. If
of
you
what?
Get tricked into a musical chairs game,
don't play children's games against children.
No, because they can't fucking handle it.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah.
At what age do you let them
win?
Lose. No, oh. When do you let them lose?
Soon. They have to.
You must crush them immediately,
yeah,
Elliot.
Exactly. Yeah.
They need to learn. Agree. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, make them lose.
Because now she'll be better at musical chairs.
Well, she's been allowed to win probably for too long. This is the problem. She's like doing her cheat game thing.
And everyone's
like,
letting her get away with it.
Everyone's letting her get away with it. And then.
But that's what I mean. That's what she'll do well in as an adult.
No, she won't put her hands. It should be crushed.
No, but you can. You can.
She might grow now.
You can cheat. Yeah. You can cheat more easily as an adult than you can as a child, though, can't you? Because as a child, there's clear rules. When you're an adult, there's no clear rules.
It's all grey.
It's all grey. Yeah. And the people that slightly bend the rules usually do quite well.
Have you been cheating?
I cheat in everything I do.
What are you doing right now?
Cheating.
How are you cheating?
I'm sitting in the middle.
You took the seat.
I didn't ask.
It feels like a whole different thing, you being in that seat.
Yeah, it does. It feels... I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I'll get used to it. I'll get used to it. I'll do the next episode like this as well.
No, you won't. No, the next one we're back.
I'm not moving from this chair. You'll have to move everything around me.
No, we're not doing musical chairs to get around.
I'll keep my hand on it.
Musical chairs it to see where we sit.
I'm not filming that.
I'll film that.
Okay.
I've had practice, so watch out. Do you want to hear why I cried?
Yeah, I'm already thinking... Okay, go on.
No, what? You're already thinking what?
There's tons of stuff you would have cried about in Sri Lanka.
No.
Was it in Sri Lanka? Is that
no.
What?
Pissing outside? With snakes around?
No.
Musical chairs?
No. Went home at Christmas, forgot my makeup bag.
So you cried. Ruining that day's makeup.
Yeah, I don't have any left now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not too bad, is it?
It was very unsettling not having a makeup bag.
Feeling very vulnerable, were you?
Yeah, because that was the thing. I was like, how are people going to
know
who
you are?
Am I going to look like me?
Yeah, I've seen you without makeup.
Like,
you still look like
me. Well, they might not recognise you.
They might not recognise me.
What, your family?
Especially at Christmas. Like, you haven't seen them in a while. Or like, am I being like, is this, are they going to be able to take me seriously? Or like, do I seem rude?
Do you think...
Oh, like you don't care. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think...
Look at her, like, bringing her gross face in here.
They'll,
like,
think,
doesn't even try.
They'll think there's something wrong with you if you don't have any makeup on.
Yeah.
Do your family, like, dress up at Christmas? Because that's the thing, isn't it? People go on Christmas Day and they down, like, in their
Have a great tradition on Christmas Day that we heard about recently.
Oh, what's that?
Well, your Christmas lunch.
Oh, yeah. We usually... for the last couple of years, we've been going to an Indian restaurant for our Christmas lunch.
Nice.
That's really
and then, like,
nice.
Having the roast... On Boxing Day for the reason.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we didn't do that this year. We just did a normal one.
I didn't know Indian restaurants were open on Christmas. I suppose some open for those few people that...
But it's great because the atmosphere is brilliant because you look around and it's just other families doing that as well. And
that's
you get a great meal out of it. There's a bit of Christmas thrown in. Like you get a cracker and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They do that in America as well. They go to Chinese restaurants
because
they're the only ones that are open.
It's just really nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
I'd love to do that.
Oh. Well, we can just go to an Indian restaurant for your birthday, maybe.
And take some Christmas crackers.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Why?
Don't know. And do what? Take some Christmas crackers. Are there any discount Christmas crackers still in stores?
There'll be loads, aren't there?
Like the luxury ones, do you reckon?
Whoa. Oh, not the luxury ones. We'll get some cheese.
I need some nail clippers.
that's a sure better way to do it.
No, I want to buy 12 luxury crackers.
What a fun way to shop. If you just did all your shopping through crackers, you're like, I really need some small dice.
I need some knickknacks.
I really want one of those metal bookmarks. And it's just like a paperclip.
That's how I can do my shopping. So how was your Christmas New Year?
It's lovely, yeah. It's very quiet.
You were a bit northern then. That's nice.
Did I?
It was lovely, yeah.
It was lovely, actually. I had some gravy. I did have some gravy.
That's racist.
Why is that racist? Can you turn your phone on silent, please? You're getting a lot of messages in.
No, I'm just getting the sad story.
Who's it from?
My Christmas. Thank you. It was nice. I read some books.
Yeah, I've heard there's a video of you that I'm trying to get my hands on it on New Year's Eve.
I was fine on New Year's Eve. I had half a bottle of Baileys.
On your own?
Half a bottle?
On my Todd. Yeah.
What a lovely...
And you filmed
it. What a lovely time it was. Yeah, I had a lovely time.
Why do you never do these things with me, though? I would love to have...
What, have half a bottle of Baileys with you?
We could share it.
I've still got half a bottle left.
Bottle.
Where are we going to have a bottle of Baileys?
Anywhere. You can drink that anywhere.
What, you two want to come around to my living room and drink half a bottle of Baileys?
That sounds like a really lovely evening.
Fine, come around.
On your birthday.
But you have to be there as well.
Oh. Evelyn will let you in. I'll be out
on your own getting wasted.
Are you spending your birthday with him?
It's a secret. With you. I haven't got anything to do.
Well, I have actually. I've got plans, but I'll come afterwards.
What are you doing?
I'm getting the sad story. You're not.
No, tell me what plans you've got on my birthday.
I'm filming some things, so I'm not free. But I'll come afterwards. Do you want to hear the sad story?
No.
Do you want to be moved?
I want you to cancel your filming.
The first time in 2020.
Yes, go on then. Let's see if it gets me this time. 2020, new year, new me.
Have either of you been emotional at all so far this year?
Oh, crying loads.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
I was sad at watching the YouTube video of the old Chinese lady living on her own.
That does sound so sad. It was so sad.
Yeah, so it was this YouTube video called Old Chinese Lady with No Family Lives on Her Own in New York City.
You clicked on that, so you saw that and you thought this is...
Well, they targeted it at me, so...
Wow.
Yeah, it was very sad.
They think you're an old Chinese lady.
No, they think I want to look at old Chinese ladies and make myself sad.
That's because of the porn you watch, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think... No, YouTube isn't linked to...
Old Chinese lady.
Who live alone.
Who lives alone and is sad.
Has no
children. Sad old Chinese ladies, that's your demographic.
Sad old Chinese ladies, maybe something.
Yeah.
I think it's come up because... In the past, I've tried to make my housemate Evelyn Mock sad by sending her pictures of old Chinese ladies. Because that makes her sad, apparently. It makes her cry.
Why?
Because it makes her think of her mother.
But that's a, but that's actually
that's really
bleak. There's a reason, though. That's sad.
It makes me sad as well.
Why are you doing it then?
It's fun. Tell me the sad story. It's like you telling
tell
me the sad
story.
You're
lady.
Really different.
I don't like to
see
you.
So it was quite sweet, actually. So she was just like, it followed her throughout the day. And she's just like trottering about. And then she gets the bus to the community centre and they give her some lunch. And she plays a bit of some games or watches some telly and then goes home.
Why does it matter that she's Chinese?
It's because they're quite isolated by the fact they have a specific language and tradition and stuff. So often if they don't have family... They don't see many people because they don't always have like a high standard of English or they don't have the community. Right. And also in a big city, if you're alone, it's much more alienating than being in a small like village or something like that because people don't really talk to each other or help each other.
I need to call my grandma.
It's very sad.
Really sad, yeah.
That's a shame. That's the sort of downside of living in a big city if you're old, I guess. It's nice if you're mobile and if you have money, but...
If you've got a retirement plan.
But she's mobile. She's getting the bus.
She's still mobile, but it's... So, yeah, but ideally you want people around you that you know and have a sort of connection with. Right?
Are you set for that when you're...
Me?
Like, if you've got, like, a retirement...
I'm fucking going bionic when I'm old. I'm not going to break down like that.
What does this mean? You keep saying...
You keep saying you're going to get bionic.
Like, when stuff...
spelling bionic with a one in it.
I don't know what it is. Like I read an article about it. Huh?
Like the turtle.
I need 50 grand.
To get an arm.
For a new arm. Mine's fine, but I just want a better one.
You need a leg. You do need a better one.
How long do you think before we can just upgrade bits of ourselves?
Not long at all, actually.
Well, there we are.
Amazon will be doing that soon, I think.
I hope so. Next day.
Yeah.
Sorry, sad story, yeah.
So... Could you befriend this lady, maybe?
No, she's in New York. I live in London.
But you could visit her. Mm. If you care so much, you could go see her and make her less
no,
lonely.
No, I'm sure she's doing all right now. Like all the comments underneath were like, I want to be her friend. It's like, yeah, but what about all the other hundreds of thousands of old people you don't
find
want to be
an
friends
old
with?
Lady near you. Stop picking on
that's the message
lady
of this episode's
look, find an old lady.
Find
near
an
you.
Old lady. Or man.
Or man. Men can be lonely too.
If you find one of both, can you make
what
them
are you
hang out
me?
Together?
Sorry, Elliot. What?
If you find an old man and an old woman, maybe you could like set one of those sweet old people romances. Yeah.
Force them to, even if they don't like it.
Yeah.
They've got to be together.
Someone to talk to, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. So this was sent in by Mims. Thank you very much, Mims. It's a sad story. I'm worried I might have said it before on the podcast, but I've done that before. So
yeah, you've done that a lot.
Who cares? So, right. A cat had. Don't look at the watch just as I start. That's very rude. A cat handed into an animal shelter broke hearts with its staff after a child's note was found tied to her collar. When Violet the cat arrived at Effingham County Animal Shelter, it became very clear that she used to have a home and a very loving owner. Have I said this before?
No.
The rescuer who found Violet described, I think the thing is I've read it before because she sent it to me and then I saved it. And so I think that's why I'm getting confused.
Right.
Just keep reading.
Right. The rescuer who found Violet described her as very, very sweet and loves to be scratched on the head. And her friendly temperament was explained by the message attached to her pink collar. The folded up piece of A4 paper was covered in the bright purple felt tip handwriting of a child, complete with adorable spelling mistakes under the huge bubble writing headline of Villet. Can't spell the... How do they know it's called Violet?
What's going on?
It could be called
What
Villette.
Is happening here? What does the note say?
Oh, interested, are we?
Well,
don't
yeah,
worry, I will tell you.
What on earth
so
are you
on
talking
the edge
about?
Of your seats, are you? Don't worry, the rest is coming.
We're pressed for time. We're pressed for time, so if you could...
Oh,
Harriet,
you
we've
been... Hooks?
We've been recording for too long.
Don't worry, the rest is just coming right up. The message corrected for spelling. Oh, I mean, that's a real dig at this kid. Read by Violet. I think that name chose you. I wish I could keep you. Bye, Violet. I hope you get a good owner. Love, Lacey. Across the side of the page, it continued. To owner, please take good care of her. By the way, I named her. Thank you. Smiley face. The letter left staff devastated, knowing not only Violet was missing a home, but a child was missing Violet. Vanessa Scarvlam, an animal control officer, said, when we pulled it off and read it, it just tugs at your heartstrings. I just envisioned some child loving this thing and knowing they can't keep it. Violet was found not to have a microchip, so the shelter posted a picture of the cat on Facebook, where Cindy found it. Cindy said the note brought tears to her eyes. She headed the shelter to meet Violet. Before she sent the post to her husband saying, I want to go get this cat. I love it. Why did she send a letter to her husband? Before she sent the post to her husband.
He's at war.
Yeah.
Before she set off, she sent the post to her husband. They posted it on Facebook. Yeah. Sorry, oh, I thought they were writing a letter.
Mate.
Dear husband.
Could you get on with it? I
want
to know what's
happening. I want to go get this cat. I love
it. Just tell us what happened. You don't have to read the whole thing out.
He didn't bother to... I had to tell the whole story, otherwise it doesn't make sense.
Go on.
It's too complicated. You won't understand if I don't read the whole thing.
Yeah, she adopted the cat. I get it. She adopted the cat.
As an owner who could fulfill the heartbreaking request of taking care of her.
It's sadder that there's other cats that have never been loved.
God, Elliot.
Cindy says she wishes she could reach out to the little girl to let her know that her beloved cat is in safe hands.
You know the animal control officer from earlier?
No. Oh, from back. Yeah.
I want to know how many cats she's put down in her time.
Yeah. What's the blood on her hands?
Do you think she has a tattoo or that she updates of how many?
Oh, yeah.
Little teardrops.
Yeah, nuts.
Yeah. Fair play.
She said, I thought about doing a little video to this girl saying, Dear Lacey, I adopted your beautiful Violet. She's going to have a wonderful life full of treats, snuggles and everything we can give her. I mean, that's a bit of a dig because she's saying you couldn't give her that. So.
Do we know the little girl was a little girl and not just like...
Was it?
It could be an old lady with bad spelling.
It would be sad if it wasn't an old lady.
It could be you.
Finishes very abruptly, actually, there.
Great.
I really thought there'd be more. But the rest is just adverts on the Mirror's website.
Oh, that's sad.
So I just wanted to say, Villay, if you're listening. Oh, no, that's the name of the cat. Lacey, if you are listening. Is she from Iowa? Lacey from Iowa, if you're listening, learn how to spell. No, the cat love you.
The cat love you.
Absolutely. Okay,
well,
we're back.
A stunning return to form for the podcast, I think.
Absolutely. Anything to plug?
What are we doing? Oh, it's too late for that.
Doing the Vault Festival?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Elliot. We're both doing the Vault Festival.
What dates are you doing?
I don't know. I'm doing two dates. I didn't even know I was doing two.
I'm actually,
you go, please.
11, 12, 13 February.
Oh, you're going to be free room. For Valentine's Day.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Shall I come watch it?
Yeah, if you want.
I'm doing the 12th as well. What time are you on?
I don't know.
We'll have so much fun. Oh, you won't drink in February, will you?
What time are you on?
6:45.
Oh, I'm on at 7:45.
Someone could come and they could do a double. They could see me and then...
Me.
Yep.
I was trying to think of an insult.
I'm on February the 12th.
Yeah, February the 12th.
Yeah, I'm at 8:15 on February the 12th.
And then I'm doing... Well, they could have a nice 6:45 to 7:45. Oh, they're just a little break. Just go get
half
a
hour break.
Something in between. Have a little rest from laughing. I've actually got lots of previews coming up on my website. I've just put it up there, harrietkemsley.com. And yes, I do my own website. So.
Do you? Do you?
It is a mess.
Absolute mess. You can listen to me on radio every Saturday. Also, I'm supporting Jordan Brooks on tour. I think I'm in Sheffield, York, Manchester and Leeds.
Whoa.
That's the 30th, 31st of January and 1st and 2nd of February.
Somebody told me you said something really nice behind my back, but you didn't say it to my face.
What about you?
And you opened for me on tour and you said it was really nice. And
who told you I said that?
You didn't. I can't remember, but they said it and then you never said it to
I'm
me.
I'm going to slag you off when I'm doing your tour spot, am I?
No, that wasn't slagging me off. I was saying something nice.
Yeah, I had to say something nice.
No, you didn't.
I haven't invoiced you for that yet.
Fuck, have I not paid you?
No, I haven't invoiced you. I'm holding it over you.
Well, I just won't pay you.
Well, you have to.
There was a month.
Is it? Yeah. Is that how it works?
That's how I work.
If you don't avoid, that's how you work. Okay.
I'll pay you back in Pizza Express, and I have vouchers. So that's two for £10. So that means you'll have to go to Pizza Express with me 20 times this year.
You're a very bad business person, do you know?
Why?
I bought her a SodaStream.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.